ABP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Large numbers of migrants are spending this Christmas holiday trudging on foot toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Jackie Quinn has their story.
With cars whizzing by, this caravan of some 6,000 migrants have been walking for miles from near the Guatemala border in the hopes they can reach the U.S.-Mexico border to make their case. In Spanish, Marvin Flores says this is not how his family expected to spend their Christmas away from home.
Primer Navidad que pasamos lejos de casa.
Saying they're trying to make a better life for their children. Many have limited food and sleep on cardboard boxes on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due in Mexico City Wednesday to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Egypt put forward a proposal to end the war between Israel and Hamas. An Egyptian official and a European diplomat tell AP it calls for a phased hostage release and the formation of a Palestinian government of experts to administer the Gaza Strip and the occupied West Bank. It's received a cool reception from both Israel and Hamas. Iranian state media is reporting an Israeli airstrike in Syria killed a high-ranking Iranian general today, and Britain's King Charles addressed the health of the planet and war in his Christmas message.
Standing beside a Christmas tree in Buckingham Palace, the king gave his first Christmas speech since his coronation in May. He honored those who help others.
We need to build on existing ways to support others less fortunate than ourselves, because out of God's providence, we are blessed with much.
The king also referred to the wars in Ukraine and between Israel and Hamas. He invoked the words of Christ, to do unto others as you would have them do to you. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom led the box office heading into Christmas Day. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta takes us to the movies.
Are you seeing this?
It's not normal.
Definitely not normal.
The second Aquaman movie made $28.1 million in North America, according to studio estimates. It was kind of a quiet weekend because moviegoers tend to hit the theaters in force on Christmas Day and the week after. Monday's releases include The Color Purple, Ferrari, and The Boys in the Boat. Number two this weekend is Wonka, with the animated film Migration in third. The romantic comedy Anyone But You is fourth. The Indian Telugu language action film Salaar Part 1 Ceasefire is number five. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Five NBA games this Christmas, two complete. Knicks over the Bucks 129-122, and the Nuggets beat the Warriors 120-114. In the NFL, the Raiders 20, the Chiefs 14. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.